This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. New World Report with Joseph Omar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. 2 AP in Mexico City, infamous drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero, who was behind the killing of a U.S. DEA agent in 1985, was captured by Mexican forces nearly a decade after walking out of a Mexican prison and returning to drug trafficking. Caro Quintero, writes the AP, was arrested after a search dog named Max found him hiding in the brush in the town of San Simon in Sinaloa State during a joint operation by the Navy and Attorney General's office. Joseph, a very good day to you about this story. This looks like good news, but the AMLO regime has a mixed record when it comes to combating the narco-terrorists along the American border especially, but also in the northern part of his state. How to regard this capture of a man who's long been wanted? Is this a positive? Is this a development between Washington and Mexico City that is fresh?
Well, John, I think the audience should know that this is a major arrest. Rafael Caro Quintero is one of the founders of the Guadalajara cartel. That's the first major cartel that stood up in the 1970s that basically took Mexico into these narco wars that we're seeing today. So Caro Quintero, he's a major figure. He's one of the, like what you call the old school major drug kingpins inside Mexico. And he was already in jail before. He was arrested back in 1985 because he was wanted for the murder and he was convicted for the murder of a DEA agent, famously known as Kiki Camarena. Anyone that's watched Narcos Mexico knows that story. But essentially, it was a DEA agent that was working undercover to essentially infiltrate the Guadalajara cartel, got killed, tortured, and killed by the Guadalajara cartel. Rafael Caro Quintero tried to escape by going to Costa Rica to flee, but he was eventually caught and was in prison. He was then released in 2013. And, you know, initially people thought that he had left the drug enterprise and was just about his own business. But then reports started surfacing in recent years that he was back at it, this time with the Sinaloa cartel. So this is just some context for people to understand. This is a big fish that you're getting, to someone that has a lot of information. So the upshot of this, John, is I think this is very positive, because if there's anyone in Mexico that knows both the history and how the evolution of drug trafficking has taken to new levels, it's Caro Quintero. So I hope the authorities will be able to extract that information from him.
The reports also go on to say that Merrick Garland, the attorney general, is very pleased and was expressing his, quote, deep gratitude. But the puzzle here, Joseph, is fighting the drug cartels by the AMLO government. There are lots of anecdotes that I've read, and I don't know which one is out of proportion to others. Something about how he approached this with hugs, not bullets, how he empowered the National Guard, quite separate from the Army. This capture, for example, mentions the Navy, and I suspect Special Forces units. So what is the general understanding of how Mexico City is dealing with the narco-terrorists inside Mexico?
So I think there's two levels to look at this. One is on a political level, which is through the president, López Obrador, and some of his ministers in his cabinet. But the other is the institutional level, of which is the Mexican public security forces, especially the armed forces, and those that have been involved in hunting and searching and arresting these narco traffickers and drug kingpins for many years. On the institutional level, John, there's elements within the Mexican government that are still very strong. And actually, I would say the Mexican Navy, and specifically the Mexican Marines, are one of the best in the business. And they're the same ones that captured Chapo Guzman from the Sinaloa cartel. So I think that that's not a surprise that they are involved in the capture of Caro Quintero. Now, on the political level, we know that AMLO, the president of Mexico, and some of his ministers, cabinets, are to some levels using the drug trafficking, the cartels, as kind of bargaining chips in different negotiations they have inside the country and also with the relations outside the country, namely with the United States. So I think what's interesting in this specific case is it happens right after the bilateral meeting between President López Obrador and President Biden here in Washington. So was that an effect of that? Is this something that was being pressure being praised by U.S. forces to be able to go after Caro Quintero? Or was this something that AMLO did on his own accord? I don't know that. But it does beg the question where AMLO sits specifically specifically on this. Again, John, I say that this is a big get, but unfortunately, there's a lot of drug kingpins inside Mexico. And Caro Quintero, as symbolic as he is not the only one.
The controversy continues. Emphasis by the U.S. ambassador to Mexico, the former Senator Ken Salazar. He said in a statement that no U.S. personnel participated directly in the tactical operation that led to the capture of the drug lord. Quote, the apprehension of Caro Quintero was exclusively conducted by the Mexican government. Is that a talking point, a conflict between Mexico and the U.S., that the U.S. forces, DEA, intelligence gathering, special operations have been free or felt they were free to go inside of Mexico's sovereign territory? I don't quite understand the emphasis here about no U.S. personnel were involved.
Well, there was a reform that took place in late 2020 in Mexico, John. It was done by the Mexican Congress and done specifically by AMLO's political party, Morena, to essentially reform the way U.S. security cooperation happens inside the country to where things have to get approved at a higher level inside Mexico. And that puts impediments on the DEA, the military, and others that are carrying out these type of operations, because it basically not only adds a layer of bureaucracy, but it potentially dilutes that kind of cooperation to where it could get in, the information could get into the hands of the narco traffickers themselves through avenues of corruption. So I think the message that the U.S. ambassador in Mexico is probably trying to make is to say that, look, this is not a U.S. thing. We weren't involved in this, because he wants AMLO to be sure that they didn't violate any of the agreements that the United States has with the government of Mexico. But as I said before, the Mexican Marines or the Mexican Navy are one of those that have their own sufficient capabilities because they were trained by the United States, not now, but in the past.
And your then opinion is that AMLO and the Biden administration are working together in a new fashion? I'm trying to see, because over the years, Joseph, there's been a lot of romance about the drug activities along the border. I'm looking, is this a level of cooperation we've not seen before, this arrest?
No. We've seen this kind of, we've seen better cooperation, frankly, in the past. What I think this is showing perhaps is that there is some type of leverage that's being negotiated in terms of these cartels and, you know, more frankly, the effect of the cartels, which is a major drug crisis inside the United States and the homicides in Mexico. But that doesn't mean, I don't think that means that there's going to be a pivot in the foreign policy perspective of AMLO himself, because he's also close to Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, which are embedded into the narco-trafficking enterprise. So I think he's just using it as a bargaining chip for negotiations.
He was arrested originally in 1985, and he escaped. So yeah. Is there a question that taking someone into custody in Mexico is always vulnerable to people being paid or people doing favors or somebody just leaving a cell open? I know that that's been part of the romance.
And that's a great point, John, because, yes, he's been detained. He's been arrested. He's now in a prison. But we've seen drug kingpins escape out of prisons in Mexico before, most notably, infamously, El Chapo Guzman. So until he's extradited to the United States in a United States federal penitentiary, I guess this is not a story that's completed yet. So, yeah, I think that remains to be seen. And Caro Quintero is a big fish. So if there's anyone that could finagle a type of escape, he could be one of those.
It appears to be good news. FBI 10 most wanted fugitive now in custody in Mexico. We await the next chapter. Joseph Umar is the executive director of Secure Free Society. The website is available for many videos that take you into some of the matters we've been discussing today, especially Joseph's voyage down the river that divides Venezuela and Caracas, where there's been nothing but violence for the last years. Perhaps the new regime, the new administration in Bogota, can answer that question. This is the New World Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.